I'm speaking today with Councilmember Wanda Adams, who is running for HISD trustee in District 9 now. Wanda, thank you very much for talking to me today. Why are you running for this office?
Because I like you, Charles. That's why I'm running for this office.
Sure, go ahead. Butter me up.
Because I knew that you were coming. This day would come. No, you know, it's a great day in Houston, and it's a great day for the Houston Independent School District. As you know, today they received the Broad Award for being one of the top HISD schools. And so, you know, that needs to be applauded. That means something good has been going on. But yet and still, there's still a lot more work to do at the Houston Independent School District. So one of the reasons why I'm seeking this office, because one of the reasons is that I love to serve. And so being on Houston City Council and being a public servant, and everybody know that District 9 overlaps District D, so it's the similar constituents. I just want to continue to make sure that every child in the Houston Independent School District, that they have a quality education, and to strive for higher education, whether it's college or into the workforce, and making sure that they have a strong voice, and making sure that they just not tested and over-tested, to make sure that there are measurements used, you know, to look at their higher level of learning, and making sure that when you're testing them, to make sure you have accurate measurements to make sure they're actually learning something. So I want to be able to take accountability and transparency to the Houston Independent School District, and there are some policies, some things that I would like to see change, and some things that I think that needs to be amended. And so being a candidate who has that experience, you know, being at City Hall, that we deal with tough budgets all the time. You look at $20 billion over the last, you know, I can say for the last 5 years since I've been there, you know, current HISD budget, annual budget is around about $1.6 billion. So when you look at budgets, I'm used to it. When you look at policies, I'm used to it. And when you look at the constituency, I've already touched them for the last 14 years as being in government as well as being an elected official.
When you look back on the now almost 6 years that you've served as council member in District D, what would you say are the things that you've done that you're most proud of during that time?
You know, in related to Houston City Council and HISD, one of the things that I'm most proud of, whenever I drive down Wilmington Street and I had a partnership with the Provision Charter, which is one of the HISD charter schools right in District 9, which in District D, where we were able to fund them almost $950,000, almost $1 million, to actually build their science lab and their library right at that school. And so when you look at things that you're proud of, you look at how you've created those partnerships, you know, through HISD, if it's been, say, sidewalks, making sure that children have accessible walking paths to the independent school districts or the local schools in the district. And also, you looking at ways to where you've improved after-school programs. You know, since my tenure on Houston City Council, I've advocated for almost over $1 million in after-school funds. You know, and I'm proud of that. But my biggest achievement that I'm really proud of, when I can actually look at the tax dollars that I've advocated for and that I've voted for in the last 6 years, have exceeded over $700 million, and which I'm proud of just this year, that we voted for funds to fund $1.5 million in summer jobs. And these are our students in the Houston Independent School District. And when you look at that, you make sure that you have after-school programs, that you have summer jobs to be able to, you know, to protect the quality of life of our young people. And those are the things that I'm most proud of when you look at infrastructure dollars that we've been able to do. When you look at dangerous buildings that we've been able to tear down, when you look at dilapidated apartments, when we've gone in and move families out to make sure that they have a quality of life, when you've had deadbeat landlord, when you looked at areas where you've had food deserts, where we was able to provide over 22 food outreach programs, which we call a District D of Caring, right there in District 9, to make sure that our children, that they have access to quality food, fruits and vegetables. And then not only that, we look at our urban gardens, some of our gardens that we put right in the district that our children, our families can have access to. I mean, there's a long list of things that I can just ramble off from the very beginning to now, to health fairs, giving back the school supplies and backpacks to the same students that I serve right in the community. Within the last 4 years, we've been able to assist over 6,000 families, with equal to, I think they said, around about 3,000 students that we were able to provide backpacks for. We've had immunization fairs. We've had over 15 of those for the same kids that I want to serve. You know, one of the things when you talk about being proud as a council member, but the greatest feather I can say is that I've kept integrity of the position. I've always been transparent, and my constituents, they can count on me, and I've always been reachable for the constituents, and I think that's number one.
Well, I was going to ask, since, you know, the issue of education has come up in the mayor's race, I was going to ask, what the city government could do to facilitate education in HISD. But I think you've hit that one out of the park.
It's all about partnerships. And that's one thing that it's going to take that I think that I bring on this board is because I know those partnerships. And one of the things that they've cut was communities and schools. Community and schools looked at the whole student, about their mental needs, their home needs, to make sure what was going on that's limiting their capability of learning. They have an I Can See program to where they provide eyeglasses to some of the students at the Houston Independent School District. When we have our health services, we want to make sure that every child is immunized, that every child have access to quality health care. And those are some things that we can do in the city hall. And also that we need to be able to blend those partnerships, and a trustee need to have their voices heard at city council. If we're screaming after school programs, the schools are in the HISD schools. So that means that you need to have a voice at the table to let them know what you need in your district. And those federal funds come to Houston, and we just need to advocate for those. So there are strong partnerships that I'm looking forward to be able to, you know, to advocate for those things. And I think that's the experience that's gathered, and I think that is something that's needed on the Houston Independent District School Board.
Okay. Superintendent Terry Greer is a figure that tends to engender strong feelings one way or the other. Mm-hmm. One of the principal functions of the Board of Trustees is to manage and supervise the superintendent. Mm-hmm. What's your view of Superintendent Greer and the job he's done?
You know, when you look at, you know, the Senate Bill 1, when they allocated the rules for HISD trustees and superintendent, you know that one exclusive power is for us to govern, and not on that, to manage the whole independent school district, as well as hire and fire the superintendent. You know, when you look over the data of what HISD, what they've been doing, according to the data that's been provided, since 2009, there's been an increase. There's been an increase in graduation rate, there's been a decrease in dropout rate, and there's been an increase in closing the achievement gap among the students. You know, that's something that needs to be applauded through the Houston Independent School District, and that's been since Mr. Greer has been there. But there are some challenges. I know that Mr. Greer, you know, I respect his position, I respect him as superintendent, but one of the things that I want to work on when I get there is continue to build that strong relationship and to advocate for those schools that are in District 9 that have been long underserved, that I believe that we should have the same quality programs that are in any other school that we should have in District 9. And I think that's something that I would do. I don't know, because if he don't come out to the community, but my understanding, he visited just about every school. He visited every school to see that there's a need. There are 7 schools that are slated to be either built or rehab right there in District 9. And I want to make sure that he built those schools and they stay on target up to 2020. So, you know, one of the things I think, according to the data that was there, there have been some successes with HISD, but also there have been some issues that some parents that they've been having about quality teachers in the classroom, principals not being bullied. We need to be able to look at those issues, and being a trustee, we need to have hold him accountable to make sure that he look at those issues.
Okay. One of Superintendent Greer's signature projects is Apollo, mm-hmm. Geared towards improving performance at some schools and with the students at them. Mm-hmm. It's kind of controversial. It's expensive. Mm-hmm. You know, what's your view of how the Apollo program is going?
I know the Apollo is one of Dr. Greer's programs that he just loved to push. And I know in the first 3 years, it was grant-driven. He was able to receive those particular dollars to be able to fund the program within the 3 years. I know that they didn't have reading the first couple of years, and they just implemented reading this year. But what the Apollo program, what it did show among one of the tools and the measurements that's there, is that one-on-one tutoring, it works. But where it works in those areas, that if I have someone teaching me every day math, of course you saw an increase in math scores. But when you look at reading, you didn't see any change. And then, but the Apollo schools, they have a negative connotation among the parents in those communities. Where they look at, where there's an Apollo school, that there are at-risk kids, low-performing schools, need help, where therefore the parents do not want to take their kids there. I believe if you're providing tutoring programs, that tutoring programs need to be throughout the whole entire district. And look at a plan on where we can pull resources after the budget, you know, to fund those one-on-one tutoring programs where we see where it works. The data that's there, we don't know if it's the accurate data that's listed, that's posted. They only show one measurement, and that's mathematics. There's no proven fact that the Apollo program is actually working, because when you look at the readings from the Houston Endowment, they're still waiting on data. You know, they withheld some of the dollars, which you already know, from funding the Apollo program, because they wanted to see the information as well. The same information that they're wanting, the same information that the parents want to see as well. They want to see how effective is the program working? Has it really been effective in proving math scores that students are really passing the tests that are required, and where are we with reading? So we really need to look at those issues and see exactly where the support data is. But based on what HISD is producing, they said it is improving the math scores because of the one-on-one tutoring.
And I mean, you alluded to this in an earlier answer, but as you know, there was a bond issue passed last year that's going to provide almost $2 billion for HISD to build schools, rehab schools, buy equipment. What's your view of how that program's going?
You know, their first school right now design that they're starting right now is going to start effective in the year 2014. And I'm looking forward to that because we have two schools in District 9, which is the early college. It's going to be one of those schools that's going to be built along with Worthing High School. So we need just to continue those programs and making sure that they stay on target with the capital improvement bond dollars that's there. Because we know, as you know, working in city government, we have, when we get bonds, that we need to expend those bonds in a timely manner. And what HISD, what they've given was, they've given a 2020 deadline that all schools rehabbed or reconstructed from the groundwork will be completed. I want to make sure that those schools be completed because, you know, I care about those schools in District 9. Those schools have been needing to be built a long, long time ago. And I'm just happy that seven other schools that, you know, that will participate in this bond program, they'll receive new schools, or they will receive like a ninth grade academy, and including the early college that's going to be at the Houston Community College campus.
The Texas legislature 2 years ago cut over $5 billion from public education during during its budget markup. Some of that money has been restored this year, but obviously the cuts had a large effect on HISD. Give me your view of how HISD handled that, and you know, what you see that still needs to be done from where we are now.
That showed that there needs to be strong partnerships at the state legislative level, as well as the HISD level and your local level. The reason being because we all have to play a part in this, because when it's Texas legislator, when they cut, I think it was $5.4 billion from the budget, it put a deep decline in the HISD budget. When hiring teachers, making sure they was cutting programs, one of the programs, when you look at that, you wonder why we don't have physical ed anymore. When you look at that, they're combining and having oversized classrooms, because what it has done as negative, that you're having an average from about 27 students to 35 students per classroom, when it should be 1 to 22. When that cut did, it affected the teacher, because when you're looking at the teacher, you have to teach up to 35 students per classroom. That is overwhelming on that particular teacher. So it has done a lot. But where we are right now, they did restore some of the funds. With some of the funds, was able to restore some of those programs, but not enough. It still left a gap. I think about a $1.5 billion gap in HISD. So we have to look for ways in the current budget to be able to offset that gap. And so one of the things as a trustee, to look at my experience of managing budgets, dissecting budgets, asking questions about budgets, looking at those contingency items, or looking to those items that we can move over to be able to fund those areas, you know, that was cut. Because I think when you think about HISD, we're thinking of our number one client, and that is the student. Because they have to have a better quality of education just like everybody else. They have to have a way out of a tunnel, of a pipeline, to say, I will be educated in higher education, or whether it's going to be in the workforce, you know, apprenticeship programs, you know, workforce certificates, and partner with ACC. Whatever it may be, we have to be able to table those programs for that student. Every student is not going to go to college, and statistics has proven that. You have students who probably want to go to ACC just to get a certificate, you know, to be able to do phlebotomy or be able to do ultrasounds. Whatever it may be, we have to be able to equip that student with that. And I think once we lose those fundings and stop the students from higher education and higher learning, and those dollars need to be restored. But until then, we have to find ways to restore those dollars.
Well, I mean, along those lines, the other major thing the legislature did this session related to education was make changes to the graduation requirements and curriculum tracks in high school, as well as make some reductions to testing requirements. What's your view of the changes made by the legislature and how HISD should handle that?
You know, I don't think that we should set our students up for failure by removing some of those classes that we have to take. You know, from going from 24 credits to 22 credits and taking out some, you know, that's House Bill 5, taking out some of those programs like algebra and those things. You only have to do algebra, I mean, not like trigonometry and calculus, and you only have to do algebra, which is your basic algebra that you have to take in school. You remove some of those programs away. And so what that does is that what it does not do is that it doesn't equip that student when they get ready to go to college, because they need to be prepared. Even though some of the schools, I'm sure they're still going to offer those courses if that student wants to take it, or even a parent may that could afford to say, hey, even though we don't take it in HISD, you know, let's go over here and probably go pay for it to get done. I think any type of education that we need to have need to be right there in our schools, because with them cutting back on credits, you know, having the, now you don't have to have 24 credits, you can have 22, and now you don't have to have the other math that you used to have, and now you can have Algebra 1 and Algebra 2. You know, I think that our students need to be equipped at all levels, and you know, that's what education is. I was taught, you was taught. They wasn't lenient on us. We had to go to school, pass the test to be successful. You know, that's why you missed the Cuffner today.
Well, I like to think so. The other thing that happened at the statewide level was the annexation or takeover of the North Forest Independent mm-hmm. School District by HISD. Now, that's not particularly, it's not geographically mm-hmm. contingent to District 9, mm-hmm. but what's your view of how the North Forest takeover has gone?
You know, it wasn't a decision of HISD, it was a decision of TEA. So when TEA stated that this had to happen, then HISD had to comply.
Okay. The current board member in District 9, Mr. Marshall, among other things, is known for some ethical issues mm-hmm. Relating to purchasing and conflicts of interest and so on and so forth. HISD, the Board of Trustees, made some changes to its ethics regulations a few months back. What's your view of the state of ethics within HISD, and where do you see any places where some further work needs to be done?
You know, my personal opinion, I think when the bond was coming down and the community was so hard on HISD about transparency and accountability, because there was so much money was getting ready to be on the table because of contributions and donations. And I don't know if it was an emotional move at first, because I know when we look at policies at the city of Houston, we vet them. We make sure they go before committee. We make sure we have public hearings. We make sure that we hear everybody's issues so we can come together with one solution. I think that when you look at ethics, everyone have to abide by the rules. We have to abide by them in city council, because we have the state ethics commission, you know, in Austin, that we have to abide by every rule. And if anyone violates those rules, then we held accountable for them. And I think that HISD, you know, they handled it appropriately to show the constituents, hey, you know what, we're going to be ethical, we're going to be transparent, you know, we're going to limit ourselves with the funding to make sure, you know, that no one can cut deals with us for those contractors who want to do business with the city of Houston. You know, you had to do what you had to do. And so one of the things, I support them on what they did, because, you know, you have to show transparency. Just unfortunate in this situation that it was done quickly without looking at the whole picture on what was accurate at the time. But I think what they did at this time was fair and what they needed to do because of the situation that was at hand.
Okay. One thing that had been in the works but will not be an issue this year was an effort to find funding to provide tax funding for preschool, pre-K, mm-hmm. In Houston, in mm-hmm. Harris County, mm-hmm. The Early to Rise program, and what I'm talking about. Now, that is not going to be on the ballot this right. year, kind of a convoluted thing, but all indications from what I can see is that this is going to come up again at some point down the line. Mm-hmm. What was your view of the Early to Rise effort? And you know, did you support it? And what would you like to see them do differently? You know, when they try again,
I think that they did their effort. They went out and got the necessary signatures that was needed. The signatures proved that the voters want to have a choice, and I believe that every child should have access to early child education, because that's where education starts.
Okay, and when people go to vote on November 5th in this election, why should they vote to make you the next trustee in HISD District 9 and not one of your opponents?
When you look at District 9 trustee, I am a person who has a track record of being trusted. a person who has been accountable for everything that I've done, a person who has been transparent, a person who have kept a clean name as being an elected official, a person who brings over 22 years experience in government, a person who worked in mental health and mental retardation of Harris County and working with those individuals who suffer from some type of mental disability, in which we know some of our children do. Not only that, you have a candidate who have experience of working with children who have been dropout, truant, and even homeless. We have to have a candidate that have experience across the board to deal with every issue that arises and who can build those particular partnerships right here in the city of Houston. It's not a learned position. It's not a position someone have to get on there and learn. It has to be a position that someone knows and that they have a heart to serve. I'm an educator. I'm a professor at Texas Southern University where I teach political science. So I know the value of higher education. I'm an athlete. You know, I served and played basketball for over 13 years. I think that we need to restore physical education right back into our schools. And most importantly, I'm a person who has been a servant. I'm a person when I was put up against the wall that someone can call on me. I'm a person when I found out that families didn't have any food to eat. If their lights was not on, they didn't have anything in their homes to take care. I was the person with my office to make sure that every child, when I came across them, had a better quality of life. I have a track record and I have a history. This is nothing new to me. I just didn't pop up. You know, I'm a true Democrat to those persons who support me. I'm a true Democrat to those persons who value the same views when it comes to education that I value. I served as their elected leader now for 6 years. I worked under two mayoral administrations. I worked under Mayor Brown's administration and Mayor White's administration. I headed up the educational program on recycling, where HISD is trying to improve their environmental and their recycling initiatives. I want to be a part of that. I want to be a part of a team. And I think when I go and when I win and I be a part of the trustee system, that this is where a person will be able to get things done because of what I've done in the past. I don't have a history of being a trusted community leader and a public servant for nothing, because a person has saw my record, they've seen my record and know what I can do. And that's why I'm asking those residents who live in the District 9 community or who even live in District D that overlaps District 9 to please consider me your candidate, your trustee, because I am a trusted candidate for HISD District Number 9.
All right, Wanda Adams, thank you very much for talking to me today.